Xhaka. This looks promising. Well read. Towards the back post. Alexis is there! They are rushing. He really wants it down on Alexis Sanchez. Joe Gomez on his heels. And almost immediately, Arsenal are back in it. Here we go.
Welcome to EPL 1300. Presented by Lina's Irish Pub.
Xhaka, left-footed.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
What a response by the Gunners. Here's Ozil. Lacazette. Ozil's in! 3-2! Absolutely incredible! Liverpool are shell-shocked. Arsenal delirious! What a game of football!
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Matthew Lawrence and Colly Taylor.
All right. Holy cow. That was from last weekend. Holy cow. Lauro, Matthew Lawrence. But I'm just Lauro, along with Michael Sean O'Shea. Lauro! Michael! We got to get you a nickname. At least till Colly gets back. Colly, missing you, pal, over there in Ireland. Still taking care of your stuff. Good on you. EPL 1300, welcome to Boxing Day, the Boxing Day version. Now, if you're driving along and listening, and you don't know what that means.
It means that you and I are going to box later?
No, that's not what it means.
Drat.
It means, although we could do that if you want. If you feel like beating up an old man, if that'll make you feel better. Boxing Day in England, in the UK. Is the day after Christmas, and it's a tradition. It's when all kinds of stuff goes on. Boxing Day sales and Boxing Day feasts and Boxing Day return presents. And
my favorite tradition, and I think we should enact this here, which I kind of am going to end up doing that today.
Yeah.
Is that the back in the day, the servants and the lords changed places for the day. So the lord would do all the housekeeping. The servants would just kind of hang out and be lordly. I think we need to try that.
That's a good idea.
I would like, we should just stop doing this right now. Get Craig. Go get Mr. Martin.
Oh, so
have them host
the bosses
the show.
And the worker bees.
Yes. And we can
because
go
I was going to say, we don't have servants. We can't do this. I mean, that's a great idea.
And it's a military tradition as well. The officers and the enlisted change places for the day.
It's awesome.
I think we should try that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think I will tech a show. I will tech this show today.
Yeah.
Because I usually am not. I am usually the boss of the station.
Yes.
I will be an employee today. Just a normal old, regular old guy.
Oh, I get it. All right. So what does that mean I have to do?
You can just do what you do.
Okay. Thank you. And what is that?
I don't know.
Eight years.
4 years I've been trying to figure that out.
I've been trying to figure it out for eight. All right, here's how we started Boxing Day. And by the way, you're hearing EPL 1300 today, Tuesday, instead of our regular Thursday 6 to 7 slot, because all week after today, all week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have bowl games here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Friday, we will have a pregame basketball show. Don't forget, this Friday, in case you've forgotten already, we have UK Louisville, and we have a very important bowl game down in Nashville going on.
Yes, we do. That would be the Music City Bowl, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
With the Kentucky Wildcats.
Correct.
Second bowl game in a row.
It's actually two sets of Wildcats.
Yeah, Wildcats v. Wildcats.
Correct. anyway.
Starring Goldie Hawn.
We got... That movie sucked. And again, in case you don't know what we're talking about, there was a movie called Wildcats starring Goldie Hawn and her husband, Kurt Russell, I believe. Wasn't Kurt Russell in that one?
No, that was Overboard. It was in Overboard, yeah.
Well, anyway, Goldie Hawn, it sucked. Said, don't watch it. If you were thinking about it,
Matthew was up for a part and he might not have gotten it.
No, that's not true.
Oh, no?
No. I would tell you if that were the case. No. All right. So that's why we're on today, Tuesday. It's Boxing Day in the UK. And here, according to Michael Sean O'Shea, So we started off because the EPL was off on Christmas Eve. We have a full slate of matches today going on today. I want to start with the first match of the day early.
Yeah.
This morning when I woke up. Tottenham Hotspur, my favorite team. Passionate about that team. And more specifically, my main guy, Harry Kane. And those of you that listen know how much I love Harry Kane. Harry Kane this morning did something that no one else has ever done. It capped off this morning of the whole calendar year in the English Premier League. Harry, as what? We say.
Harry.
He had another hat trick against Southampton. Now, they were playing at Wembley. Remember earlier in the year they couldn't win a game at home?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing better now. But Harry Kane had his hat trick, 39 goals now he has scored in 36 games.
Absurd.
The last calendar year. And he broke the record set by Alan Shearer, one of the great all-time strikers in EPL history. Alan Shearer set the record in 1995 in 42 games. Harry Kane's done it in 36 games. 39 goals in 36 games. He scored more league goals this season, just this season, not going back to last January, than Bournemouth, West Brom, Swansea, Crystal Palace, Brighton, and Huddersfield. Just Harry Kane.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to run some of these things off. So if you're listening, and we appreciate you listening, a lot of people who are big EPL fans listen, but we're also getting people who don't know about the EPL and have been following now since we started, and people say it to me, come up to me in Kroger. It's really awesome. So just listen to what he's been doing. We talk about LeBron. We talk about Tom Brady. We talk about Harry Kane is in that class in European football, not just in England,
yeah,
but in European football. He's the first player in EPL history to score 6 hat tricks in a single year. 6 in a single year.
And 2 in the last 2 matches.
Yeah. He's got 6 goals.
Now he's done this. These records are all done. They don't have another EPL match this year that I can tell.
I don't think so. So they're finished. He has scored 8 in his career. He has 8 Premier League hat tricks. As many as Thierry Henry and Michael Owen, 2 other great EPL scorers. Alan Shearer has 11 and Robbie Fowler has 9. Those are the only 2 guys ahead of him, and they'll be toast too. Harry Kane is 24 years old. He's 24 years old. He has 56 goals in 52 appearances in all competitions, meaning EPL, Champions League, whatever competitions he's played in, whether for Tottenham Hotspur or England. 56 goals in 52 appearances in 2017, which means he's Europe's top scorer over the past 12 months in the 5 major countries, England, Spain, Italy, Germany, and France. The top guy in Europe, which also includes a guy named Messi. He has now outscored maybe the greatest footballer of all time, Lionel Messi. So what a way to start Boxing Day off. And by the way, Spurs beat Southampton 5-2 in this game this morning. Southampton, it was 4-0, and Southampton scored a couple of meaningless little goals. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's got 2 more goals in 2017 than Lionel Messi.
See that right there? That's nuts.
It is nuts.
It's nuts. It's the, and you know, Lionel Messi is the consensus top three player of all time. Top five player of all time.
Absolutely. And I was watching this morning after the match concluded, and Rebecca Lowe and the guys who do a great job on NBCSN, in recapping the game, Robbie Musto and I can't remember who. Anyway, they were talking about Harry Kane. And the thing they talked about was not only his incredible skill set of being able to finish goals off of both sides, meaning with his right foot and his left foot, his intelligence, his IQ for the game of soccer, he is always in the right place. He is always hunting goals. He is always where he somehow they're all looking for him, and he absolutely evades them and gets himself in position to score is phenomenal. If you're interested in this, and if you're listening, I assume you are, just go to YouTube and type in Harry Kane and watch some of the goals he's scored. It's phenomenal. It's just unbelievable. And I'll say it again. He's 24 years old. He's got a long career still ahead of him. Who knows how far out of reach he could put some of these scoring records. So when Michael Sean O'Shea and I come back, we will talk about the results from last week. A lot of interesting stuff went on last week.
Yep.
And the matches from this past weekend, although they had Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. That's correct, right? No matches yesterday. That's why they're all being played today.
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
And then we'll talk about the results from today and also take a look ahead to what's coming up. Does that sound good?
Works for me.
Well, that's all I care about.
Okay. No, that's good.
On Boxing Day. Because right. Now I'm confused, though. Are you a boss or are you a worker?
No, I'm the worker today. So okay. Whatever you want to do is fine with me.
Okay. You sure?
It's been a great show, folks.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back. Michael Sean O'Shea and Lauro. It's EPL 1300 right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
All right. Welcome back, EPL 1300.
Ole, 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 ole.
All right. I don't care if you wave your arms and sing, but the dancing thing, the little dancing thing, unacceptable.
I just want
you either go all in like they do, none of this like little swaying back and forth.
I just want to make you feel like your regular partner's here. Isn't that the dance he does?
No, he does it. He commits himself to it much more.
Well, he's usually sitting down, though, and I'm standing. So he looks.
Well, then it should be easier for you to do the whole thing.
Well, I
because they're standing when they do that.
I have to stay close to the mic, though. And if I really get into
it,
my head's going to flop
figure
around.
Figure it out. You're a professional.
It is on a bendy arm. I could just do a whole
helpless thing. All right. Yeah, okay. No. All right. I get it. happy Boxing Day again. We spoke about that in the first segment.
It's one of my favorite days of the year. Holidays are over. There's hardly anybody here in the office.
Yeah. I thought you meant Boxing Day.
Well, I like Boxing Day.
You just mean the day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Although Boxing Day is fun too, if you're
in England.
In England.
Yeah. Today was great. I left the house at a little before 9:00. To drive downtown, there were three cars on the road.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can it be like this every day?
I know. People should just stay home.
It would be everybody but us. Can we work on that in the new year, please? I'm already dreading when the kids go back to school next week.
Yeah.
And it all starts again.
UK students come back, and campus is all packed. It takes 45 minutes to get home at night.
Or get in the morning. Yeah. Well, I leave at 3:30 in the morning to get down here by 8, so I know I leave myself enough time. All right, so in the first segment we spoke about this morning and Harry Kane's incredible performance, if you're just joining us, his second hat trick in the last two matches, and now Harry Kane stands alone in the calendar year of 2017 with goals scored, hat tricks. He's just unbelievable. As Tottenham Hotspur beat Southampton 5-2 and for a minute jumped up to fourth place in the table. And if you're just joining us and just learning about EPL soccer, the top four teams in the table, the standings, at the end of the season qualify for the Champions League next year. Automatically, the fifth place team has to play in a play-in game. But, so that's, if you can't win the title, and nobody's winning the title except Man City.
Yeah, they're 12 points clear.
Yeah. Everybody else is fighting to get into the top four, or at least five. Top six get into the Europa League competition next year. And we've certainly talked about that. And the other fight in the table is to stay up in the Premier League. The bottom three teams at the end of the season are relegated.
Yeah, and it's changing every week now.
Yeah.
Somebody drops into it,
and it will
pulls
be
out of it
because
all
these teams from 12th through 20th, really, if they go on a losing streak, they could fall into the bottom three. Swansea should go down now.
Yeah, they might as well just call it.
I mean, pack your stuff out of the office and move to you'll stay in the same office, but you'll be in a different league. They have 12 points. West Brom has 14. Newcastle with 15. And Swansea, since we went on, you know.
Yeah,
you're looking
at the one before today.
Okay.
It's changed again.
Okay.
Swansea has 13. West Brom is in 19th
place. Well, wait a minute.
How does
Swansea have?
Swansea must have pulled a draw today. I'd have to go back.
Swansea lost to Liverpool 5-0.
That's right. They did.
How
did they get 13?
And I'm thinking, now this may be an old table. It must be.
Yeah, I'm looking at the one.
This is from, I'll tell you when this is from. Yes. Because we're going to talk about last weekend's.
Oh, you're looking prior to
So I'm looking prior to this weekend.
Yeah,
so you're right. Okay.
It's Swansea, West Brom, and Bournemouth.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that as we get to these matches today. We want to start with a quick recap of what happened last weekend since we were on the air. And we'll start with the 22nd of December.
Yeah, great.
Friday.
Great late lunch match.
That's right. We talked about going to Linus and having that late lunch. Arsenal 3, Liverpool 3 in an incredible match. I mean incredible. Liverpool went up 2-0. Arsenal came back, went ahead 3-2. And then at the end, right at the end, Firmino scored, tied it up 3-3. So Liverpool at that point was still in fourth, and Arsenal remained in fifth, a point behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge goal for Liverpool at the end.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, with the exception of that 6 minutes, about 10 minutes into the second half, it was all Liverpool. Arsenal was outmatched the whole time, except for that 6 minutes when they scored all three goals.
Well, and that's the thing, as we'll talk about again, Liverpool can strike very quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes their defense leaves a lot to be desired, their midfield play, but when they get an opening, they can strike. All right, Saturday, the 23rd, last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Everton 0, Chelsea 0, which makes me happy because...
Yeah.
Mourinho, I like to see him upset.
Sure. It's always a good time to watch his press conferences afterwards.
Even when he wins. He's the same. And when he ties or loses, it's even better.
He's just going to pack up and head home. Might as well just leave.
He's just.
And Everton, it's good because Everton pulled a point out of a match with a top flight team.
Correct. And so Sam, our manager, Sam Allardyce again, is keeping it going. They get a point when a lot of people didn't think they were going to get a point from Chelsea. All right, Brighton 1, Watford 0. Watford is in a tailspin. They were playing really well for the good part of this season so far. They are now officially in a tailspin.
Yeah, and they're still in the top half of the table.
Yeah, so
that,
but
that tells you how the bottom half plays.
Right, absolutely. All right. Yeah, Man City 4, Bournemouth 0.
Yeah, Man City setting records. Setting records left and right,
shocked.
Making records.
Shocked.
Further to reach.
And we'll update those records a little later in the show. Southampton 1, Huddersfield 1. My pick to win it all, beginning of the year. Still playing okay.
Huddersfield's still surviving.
Yes, they are.
They're not going to be relegated.
They don't back down from anyone.
No, the Huds do not step away from a fight.
Stoke 3, West Brom 1. Bad for West Brom. West Brom is.
Yeah, West Brom and Swansea, I think, are pretty
sinking.
Much.
Yes. And West Brom, as we know, made a managerial change.
Mm-hmm.
Not helping.
Nope. Stoke City, though. Stoke City started very poorly.
Yes.
And they've turned it around.
Yes, they're playing well. Swansea 1, Crystal Palace 1. Our guys from Crystal Palace get a point.
Yeah, it's a disappointing point, though.
Yeah, but every point helps. I mean, it's Swansea. They should have beaten them because they have been playing well, but yeah, whatever.
Still unbeaten in their last, eight now?
West Ham 2, Newcastle 3. How they say it over there. Usually here, we put the winning score first.
Yeah.
Not over there. West Ham 2, Newcastle 3.
It's always the home team first. Over
yes,
there.
Correct.
No matter where they finish.
All right, how about this one? In a great match for my boys. Burnley 0, Tottenham Hotspur 3.
Yeah. Again.
Who scored those three goals?
Well, Harry Kane had one.
Yeah.
And then Harry Kane had one.
Yeah.
And then Harry Kane also had one.
The three so Harrys had
all three Harry Kanes goals. Had a goal.
Because sometimes it seems like there's three
it
of them.
Truly does.
That's a good point. That's how that was Saturday. Now remember, this morning, Boxing Day, he had another hat trick.
6 goals, 2 games.
Ridiculous.
It's insane.
And again, we'll wrap up at the end of the show what Harry Kane has done. And in a surprise at Leicester, 2-2 draw with Man United.
Good for the Leicester City, whatever's they are.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Those
are
my boys. I knew 2 years ago when they won.
Yeah. Yeah, you called that one. Did you call that one early in the season?
What was that? In 2015?
Like you did with Huddersfield?
Yeah, they were 5,000-1
mm-hmm.
to win the EPL. And I think before the first match, I said, you know who's going to win the title this year? Leicester City. Everybody laughed at me. Everybody. So they drew 2-2. Good result for Leicester. And they're playing fairly well, too.
Yeah, and anytime you're Leicester City and you can draw with United.
Yes, correct.
You're doing something.
Then we moved on, as we said, because of the schedule, Christmas coming up and all the stuff going on. Tuesday came. No matches Sunday or Monday. Yesterday.
Yes.
And then, full bore. Easy with that mic, Bell. Full bore today. Almost like it was a Sunday. And we've already said Spurs beat Southampton 5-2. Harry Kane, another hat trick. All right. Now, and we predicted some of these scores.
Yeah, we did.
Last show. And once again, I got every single one right.
It's really stunning how you...
Isn't it amazing?
You haven't picked one wrong all year.
I haven't.
I don't know how you do it.
I think one I called a victory for somebody and it was a draw. But other than that, I've been right.
Yeah, I think it was that second Man City match where they drew. You had
that's good. You're right. Yeah. That's the one that it was. All right. Bournemouth 3, West Ham 3. Yeah, great. So they each get a point.
They each gain a point in the bottom of the table.
Yes. Yes.
Didn't pull them out of relegation.
No. Chelsea 2, Brighton 0. And I'm upset. And I'm sure Mourinho thought they sucked. They got 3 points, but it was horrible.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the Hovers.
Wow.
I'm just going to make up my own nicknames for everybody.
The Hovers?
The Hovers.
Nice.
Brighton and Hove Albion.
Nice. And the Huds.
The Hovers and the Huds.
Yeah. Okay. The Huds won. Stoke won.
It's a fair draw.
Fair draw.
Yeah.
For those two teams. Evenly matched, I think.
Yeah. Both middle of the pack teams.
Right.
They did what they should do.
Now, here's a stunner. And once again, Burnley surprising us all season.
They truly are. They truly are. I think.
Where do they sit now?
Seventh.
And if I'm not mistaken, Burnley was not in the Premier League last year, were they? Weren't they one of the teams that came up?
You know what?
We'll have to check.
Don't know for sure. I'll check, though.
But they were at Old Trafford, which means at United. And Burnley was up 2-0.
Yeah.
They were ahead at halftime 2-0 and for a good part of the second half. And then at the 51-minute mark, Jesse Lingard entered.
Burnley was in. They finished 16th last year.
Oh, they were. But 16th last year.
Yep. Missed relegation by 6 points.
Okay. Jesse Lingard didn't start, came on in the 51st minute, and scored twice, one of them in stoppage time. And it was a great goal to gain a point, I guess. I mean, not I guess. They did. He did gain a point. But a very surprising result at Old Trafford. Man U had 75% of the possession after halftime.
Jeez.
Yeah. But in the 91st minute, Lingard... and by the way, Mourinho, I just came across this.
Uh-oh. What did he say?
Mourinho unhappy with the result, but happy with his players. But that makes sense.
Unhappy with the 2-0 win.
No.
I'm sorry. You said Mourinho. You did. Yes. Sorry about that.
Okay. We get confused because I keep bringing Mourinho up for every team. He comes into my head and I can't stand him and the way he's so, what's the word I'm looking for? Negative, pessimistic, dour.
Droopy.
Droopy.
Droopy the dog.
Yeah, all those. But in this case, and of course.
The living embodiment of the Price is Right losing horn. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, nice. Good one. Yes, that's him. Every time they show him, it should play that. They're 12 points behind Man City, so he's not happy. Because they live in Manchester.
Yeah.
They're surrounded by Man City people.
Yeah, so. But they're in second in the table and 12 points back.
Here's what he said. The boys do what they can. I have to work on a Mourinho impression. I really do. They're trying hard with the problems we have and the injuries we have. I'm not happy with the result. I was not happy with the result against Leicester. But I am happy with my players. No critics to my players. And that was even more lively than he would have said it, probably. All right. So now wait. Now we go back. We'll finish up what happened today.
All that I heard the whole time you were doing that. Yeah, let's try that again.
Do it again. Oh, there's Mourinho. Awesome. All right, hold. Here we go. Okay, so 2-0 over Brighton, Chelsea, Huddersfield, Man U 2-2 Burnley. Watford 2, Leicester 1. Disappointing result for Leicester, but 3 points for Watford, who need all the points they can get. They sit in 10th, but they're okay, but not playing very well. So this is a good result for them.
It is a good win for them today.
Yeah. West Brom 0, Everton 0. Come on, Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, it's a disappointing day for Everton.
Can't you get one? Sam, I'm sure, wasn't happy, although it was an away match. They got a point. And Everton is still in 9th, a huge jump from where they were just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they were skating the edge of relegation.
Right. And, of course, in the final match of the day, on Boxing Day, Liverpool 5, Swansea 0.
Really close match. The Swans, they looked good for about
10 minutes.
A minute and a half.
A minute and a half.
2 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
I looked at the score. I wasn't able to watch that match, but I looked at the score. I was following it. It was 2-0. Mm-hmm. Like, Swansea must be doing all right. Liverpool's only got two on them. I looked away, walked down the hall, walked back. It was 5-0.
Yeah.
It seemed like a matter of like a minute and a half.
I'm like, and you know, it's fun watching Klopp, the manager, Liverpool's manager. It's fun watching him on the sidelines because he goes nuts when they score.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like him. He's very personable. He's got a great personality.
He's the anti-Mourinho, if you will.
He is. That's exactly who he is. And this is how the BBC puts it. Liverpool consolidated their place in the Premier League's top four with a dominant home victory over managerless bottom side Swansea.
Managerless?
Yes. They are playing without a manager.
I didn't realize.
Because nobody wants the job.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize they didn't have anybody there right now.
Yes. One of the other stories, of course, this year is Coutinho with Liverpool. There was a whole thing about him going to Barcelona, and he was unhappy at Liverpool, and now he's back. He scored 6 minutes in, and then he scored again. He's great, Coutinho. I love watching him play. Liverpool's really good. Mo Salah's having the season of his life. Had an assist on Firmino's goal. I mean, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Swansea still at the bottom of the table. 5 points, as the BBC says, from the safety of West Ham's 17th place. Wait, safety? I guess. Bournemouth, a point back. West Brom, 3 back. Swansea, 5 back from relegation. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll look ahead and see what's coming up and make our predictions, of which I am just incredible.
Yeah, you're, 17-0-1 for the weeks? I don't know how many matches there. I can't do that math, but I'm talking weeks. You have one draw.
No, they all have 20. Now, hold on here.
20 teams.
Hold it. Newcastle, Crystal Palace have played 19 matches. Arsenal, 19, and Man City, 19.
Yeah, they play Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. And then by Thursday, they'll be all caught up going into the weekend.
So as it sits now, you're right around 165-0-1.
Something like that.
165 wins, no losses, and a draw.
Right.
That's not a bad record.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I've made a fortune.
You're amazing at predicting
these games. At the end of this EPL season, I'm going to retire.
I was going to say, I honestly can't believe you're still doing this.
I just love it. I love talking about it, really. All right, it's EPL 1300 with Michael, Sean, O'Shea, and Lauro. We'll be back. It's ESPN. ESPN Sport. I threw in a little English rap.
Well, Max Headroom.
There. Ooh, good one. If you don't know who that is, Google him. Max Headroom. It's ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Man City theme song.
Yeah,
is it too early to start singing that if you're a Man City supporter? Probably.
Yeah, 12 points clear halfway through.
Yeah. I mean, we still got half the season to go, almost.
Yeah, I think if they lose a 12-point lead.
You don't want to.
They could do it. They gain the 12-point lead.
Well, it's possible.
Half the season, but
we don't see it happening. Nobody does. No. Everybody's already talking like we don't have all these games left, but we do. You don't want to jinx it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's. We've gone through Harry Kane and his brilliance. We've talked about what happened leading to this Boxing Day schedule, and we've gone through the scores from today of the matches today. They're all wrapped up. So let's you and I go through what's coming up and make our picks.
Okay.
And if you want to, you can just agree with me, because I really, it's be perfect futile. Next week too? Yeah, it's. I love that word. It's futile to pick against me. Lord knows.
Oh.
I haven't lost a match all year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right. Cheers. we don't have any of this recorded, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
Take just me out afterward for a quarter panda.
All right. Tomorrow, we're right back at it again. Newcastle, Man City.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and go with Man City.
I concur.
Wow. Okay. And that's tomorrow, 2:45. So if you want, you can go to Linus, have something to eat, have a Guinness. Nobody's working this week anyway, right?
No. We're
I
not. This will do us until Friday.
Well, yeah, but we're on the air, so we cannot drink. We have to be. But everybody else.
We can tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Good point. All right. But today, well, tomorrow, 2:45, Linus. Go on over, Man City at Newcastle. Man City. Thursday, the 28th, as we wind the year down. Oh, it's been a long, rough year in many ways. The Gunners, Arsenal at Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because I have visions, and I see a final.
Where did that crystal ball come from?
Final time. How do you think I make my picks?
You came in earlier.
How do you think I make my picks? Here we go. Crystal Palace 2, Arsenal 1.
Oh, going with the upset.
I'm going with the upset at home.
I'm going to call it a draw. I don't see Crystal Palace getting beat at home, but I also can't see him beating Arsenal.
All right. So okay.
I'm taking the easy way out. Okay. Going with the draw.
That's really good. You hear that, Collie? He's taking the easy way out. All right. Saturday, December 30th. Here we go. Everton at Bournemouth. Can Sam do it in an away match? Bournemouth's pretty good.
No, Bournemouth's terrible. they're bottom of the
table.
Come
on, let me do it home.
they're 18th right now.
All right, I'm going with Everton.
I'm Everton all the way.
Okay.
Two goals for Wayne Rooney.
Wayne, he hasn't scored in like 3 weeks.
He's overdue.
Good point. The percentages are with him.
He's going to make up for lost time.
All right. Stoke. These are all 10 a.m. matches Eastern time on Saturday. Of course, go over to Linus. Stoke City at Chelsea. This could be a good match, but I'm going to say Chelsea again, 2-1.
Yep.
All right.
I agree.
Okay. Sure you do. Burnley at the Huds at Huddersfield Town.
Burnley at the Huds.
Ooh.
I hate to pick against the poor Huds, but I think Burnley.
Yeah, me
you know
too.
What? I think Burnley pulls out a draw. I think it's a 2-2 draw.
I think the Huds would settle for a point.
Yeah.
In that match.
That Hud
you know
pride.
What? No.
Hud pride is going to.
You know what? No.
Oh.
No.
Hud pride's going to overcome.
3-2. They're scoring three goals. Against Burnley.
I know. Hud Pride.
Hud Pride.
Hud Pride only takes me so far at the draw.
I'm getting a t-shirt that says that. All right.
They'll think you just really love Ben Carson in the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Oh, yeah. Good point. No, I'm not doing that. All right. Next. Our guys, Leicester City at Liverpool. Sorry, Leicester.
Yeah.
4-1. Liverpool.
5-0.
Again?
Yeah.
Really? I'm saying 4-1. I'm sticking with 4-1. Brighton and Hove Albion. The Hovers, is that what you call them? The Hovers.
The Hovers.
At Newcastle. I'm going to say...
This is a tough call.
Draw.
It's at Newcastle.
Draw. Draw.
Scoreless draw.
Yes. And if if there could be a negative goal draw, this would be
actually it. 1-1 draw. They each hit an own goal.
Ooh. That's cold. All right. The Swans at Watford. I'm taking Watford.
Watford.
Swansea can't beat anybody. They're managerless.
Yeah. Can't win without a manager.
And finally on Saturday, Southampton at Man United. Man U.
Yeah, Man U's going to win it big, and then the post-game press conference.
What happened? I'm happy with my players, but very, very unhappy with the result. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Mourinho. Sunday, New Year's Eve. Crystal Palace hosting Man City. Sorry, 4-1 Man City.
I agree, Man City, but not that big. 2-0. And then I think they're going to completely outplay Crystal Palace because Palace is way overmatched there. But
they are, and it's New Year's Eve, so this match is at 7 a.m. Eastern time, noon English time.
Yeah.
Over there. They'll get rid of this game quick so they can go out and party.
Exactly.
And I have partied with EPL players. This is the truth. Even all my years in Hollywood with big shots, nobody can drink as much as EPL players. Nobody. I challenge any, maybe Australian rugby guys. That's it. So, New Year's Eve, look out. Finally, on Sunday, New Year's Eve, Arsenal at West Brom. 2-1 Arsenal.
Agreed, yeah.
Okay. And Monday, we have a bunch of New Year's Day matches over there. And these guys will still go out drinking on New Year's Eve and show up at 7:30 a.m. Well, that's 12:30 for them. Bournemouth at the Hovers.
Hovers.
All right, 1-0. The Hovers. Liverpool at Burnley. That is a good match. I will be watching that match. That's a good match.
Yeah, it is. It is a good match. Surprising Burnley team. Liverpool is Liverpool. They're going to score goals.
2-2.
Only two for Liverpool.
Yeah. Because Burnley's pretty good defensively. So I'm going to go with a 2-2 draw.
I call 4-3. Liverpool.
Okay. Make sure you're writing these down.
Yep.
The Huds at Leicester City. I'm taking Leicester City.
That's a tough one. No. I love both those guys. Leicester City's winning.
Come on.
Hud pride. Hud pride. Hud's winning. I changed my mind. Huddersfield.
Seriously?
Huddersfield.
All right.
1-0.
All right. Whatever. Newcastle at Stoke. Stoke.
Who cares?
Stoke. Now, come on. These teams, they have pride. You talk about Hud pride. These guys are professionals. They have half a season almost to go. They're not just quitting.
Well,
you mean who cares?
I don't know. I think some of them might have quit.
Man,
I mean, Swansea doesn't have a manager. They've quit.
No, the guys are still playing hard. I mean, really. All right. And finally, Man U at Everton on New Year's Day. Yeah.
Everton.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Everton beat United?
Mourinho and Sam do a joint press conference afterwards?
Yeah. No, Sam would be he's always the greatest, Sam. But Mourinho, that's my New Year's wish.
An Everton victory.
And I have a lot of them, but my wish is for Everton to beat.
I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
All right. I'm going with you. I'm going with you.
All right.
If they don't, and you drag me down out of the ranks of the undefeated, I'm going to be very upset.
You didn't actually say it aloud, so nobody will know.
All right, good. All right. We will be back next week, Michael, Sean, O'Shea, and myself, at our regular Thursday time, I'm assuming. We'll have to check.
As far as I know,
yeah. As far as
I don't think anything's happening next
thanks
week.
For listening. Happy New Year.
It's been New Year's Eve at Linus.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. What a great place to go for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, there's going to be... I don't know right off the top of my head who it is, but they're going to be playing. There's going to be a big
party.
There's
matches. There's going to be music. It's what a fantastic idea. All right. And Michael, Sean, O'Shea...
Uber.
And I... Yes. Big night for Uber. And Laura will be back next week with EPL 1300 right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Happy New Year.